Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 271 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, we are going to discuss something called a cold laser therapy that can be really helpful and supportive for those who are struggling with topical steroid withdrawal and may even be helpful for those dealing with eczema. This type of laser is really fascinating to me because it uses a technology that does not cause issues with the skin. It's not something that will cut or burn your skin, but it's using a frequency of light that could be very helpful for your skin. My guest today has been on the show before, so you may recognize her from a previous episode where she discussed the mental health impacts of topical steroid withdrawal. Jingru Yeo is a long-term TSW warrior, and she also is now the co-owner of the Skin Solace Aesthetic Clinic that is located in the United Kingdom. It is her passion to help others alleviate the physical and mental struggles that they are going through in dealing with chronic skin conditions, particularly topical steroid withdrawal. So without further ado, let's dive into today's conversation. Hi, Jing. Thank you so much for being back here at the Healthy Skin Show. It's great to have you back.
No, thank you for having me. It's so nice to chat with you again. It's been a long time. 1 year, it's flew by.
I know. It has been about a year since you were on the show. As many of you guys might remember, Jing has an extensive personal history and experience dealing with topical steroid withdrawal. And the reason that we're having this conversation today is because it was this beautiful thing that happened because you and many of the listeners might recall Louise King, who was also on the Healthy Skin Show probably a year before you were on the show. You two met and this beautiful thing came out of your friendship that we want to talk about today, because I do think it's a worthwhile resource for people who are in the UK as well as in Europe to potentially have access to what you two are doing right now. And so basically, long story short, you both opened a clinic called the Skin Solace Aesthetic Clinic, and you're utilizing this really cool technology that I think formerly was only available if you went and traveled to Singapore, correct?
That's right. So it was only available in Singapore and Thailand before this. And Lou, she came over to Singapore to do treatment, and that's where we met, and we decided that, hey, why not bring it over to the UK, and people in the UK, Europe, and even people in the US can benefit from it.
Yeah, and it's a lot closer. It's a lot easier to travel to the UK. And so for those of you wondering, like, why would you use this particular device? And let's talk a little bit about it. It is, and so you and I were trying to discuss how to talk about this interesting treatment, so to speak, for TSW to help with skin issues. And not only are you on this end of bringing it to people and help providing them this option, but you've done this yourself. So this type of, I think you said before online, it's been described as a laser, but it's not really a laser. It's actually a cold atmospheric plasma that is very confusing. And people are like, I don't get what plasma is. So can you talk a little bit in layman's terms? And again, for all of you listening, Jing is not a medical professional or a science expert, so she's not going to dive deep into all of the logistics and ins and outs of science. There are some papers that we're going to link up in the show notes. If you're more interested in understanding it, you can dive into those. But Jing, what exactly is this cold atmospheric plasma device that you guys are using in your clinic?
So cold atmospheric plasma is basically an ionized gas. So there are three states of matter that are really known in science. So like the solid, liquid, and gas. And plasma is actually the fourth state of matter, which is an ionized gas. When gas passes through a very high heat, it ionizes and then it becomes this blue substance that looks like lightning, or basically is lightning. So Dr. Chan Chai, who is the person who created this machine, he has managed to put plasma through a machine and allow it to contact the skin without damaging it, and it has regenerative properties to the skin. So it is used in various skin conditions such as eczema, topical steroid withdrawal. You can help with acne as well. Seborrheic dermatitis is also one of the conditions that it can treat. So different machines have different powers, and so for example, some other plasma machines can treat diabetic chronic wounds, huge diabetic ulcers that prevent the need for amputation, for example. So some of these machines are very powerful, and because it is still quite new in the medical field, it is not very widely known. That being said, despite it being new, it's actually been researched for decades. As we know in the medical field, it just takes a really long time for new technology to be approved by, like, let's say, government sources or in a mass commercial way. So yeah, it is. I think it's an up and coming technology. That is slowly gaining traction.
Yeah. And funny enough, Jing and I were talking before the show that when she said, oh, it's plasma, I don't know if you're familiar with that. My father had developed a surgical device using plasma. So I actually am ironically very well versed in plasma, but only because of my dad's research and his patents and all sorts of things that he had done years ago. So it is very interesting. And it does not, for anyone listening, plasma does not burn the skin. There's no burning involved. I think that's a really important point because my dad's device was being used inside the eyeball. So if you're able to use plasma inside the eyeball, I just want to throw that out there. If he was able to do that, that's one of the interesting things about why you're not burning the skin. So I think that's an important point to mention. So Jing, can you tell us, like, what are some of the benefits of using this type of device?
So firstly, there are no side effects. So that is the number one benefit, which is that, unlike taking medication, there's always some sort of side effect that affects some other part of your body or on your skin itself. This technology has been used for over a decade on the skin, and so far, no side effects have been reported. So that's number one. Number two is that it regenerates your skin. So it helps with anti-aging. If you have any open wounds that are taking really long to heal, it speeds up that process. And hence it helps with topical steroid withdrawal, which is basically your skin's a huge wound. Another thing is it can kill bacterial and fungal infections. So this is including infections that are persistent and even MRSA. Even infections that are resistant to drugs. Yeah. And the last thing is that it helps with micro-exfoliating. So people with hardened skin, elephant skin, if they have this thickened skin layer over their skin, it helps with exfoliating that in a very gentle way such that it doesn't harm it. So you can even go over like open wounds without hurting it. These are the main benefits of cold atmospheric plasma treatment.
And Jing, with this device, is there certain areas of the skin that you cannot like go over, like maybe around the eyes or the genital area or the palms of the hands? I just don't know. So is there certain areas that you can treat versus others that you generally avoid?
So far, we have treated almost every skin area. We do go over the eyelids, around the ears, on the top lip, where it's also more sensitive. So far, yeah, we can also go on the palms, the soles, even your genitals. However, in our clinic, we do not really treat the genitals, just for hygiene purposes.
Okay. Now, you've done this yourself. And I'm sure that someone who is dealing with, for example, like you're predominantly focusing your clinic around folks that are going through TSW, correct? So topical steroid withdrawal.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for someone who's going through TSW, there's always the question about, I don't want my skin to get worse. And you may have wounds in areas and areas that won't close. So as someone who's never done this before, I imagine they're afraid that it could hurt. So what is the experience when you get this type of device used on your skin? What does it feel like?
So I would say in your first few sessions, especially on the face, it can feel quite sensitive. I remember my first time doing it, it was quite warm. So how it is that it's like, so the machine is like a pen, and the probe bit of the pen, there is plasma emitting out of it. So when it touches the skin, the plasma touches the skin, there's a sound, very electrical light sound, and there's a zappy feeling, like a heat and zapping feeling. So on the face, it can be quite sensitive, and people can feel a little bit like, oh, I'm not really liking this sensation. On open and oozing wounds, it can be quite painful, depending on how deep the wound is and how wet it is. The wetter the wound, the more zappy it feels. But generally, from the neck and down, people actually find it quite comfortable. So it's only like the face with lots of nerve endings, thinner skin, you can feel quite uncomfortable. But the neck and down, you feel like, oh, it's actually quite like a massage. It's nice and warm. The therapist will do it slowly, kind of calming, and it almost feels like it's helping you soothe and itch. So it is, it's a very unique experience that I can't really totally describe. And as people get used to the sensation, they quite like it on the face eventually. So it becomes a relaxing experience for our patients to go through the treatment. So I think they enjoy it.
Okay. And how long is a session? Like how long, like does it take an hour to do your whole body, or are there some individuals who only get maybe a certain area done? Like what is the, how long does it take to do a session or a treatment?
So we go by how large the area needs to be treated and also how severe your condition is. So for example, for the face, it's usually about 15 minutes. The neck and above, like around this area, is for another 15 minutes. So we add up these treatment areas, and in total, that's your treatment time. So let's say a rather large person needs a full body treatment, that's usually an hour 45. And that's the longest we go at the time for now. And if you just want to do your face, it's just 15 minutes. So it really depends on where you want to get treated. And yeah, basically how tall or small you are.
Sure. And is there an age where like you don't do it for like children? Is this adults only, or is this type of device safe on all ages?
It is actually safe for even young children. However, with treating topical steroid withdrawal, we find that young children could be scared of the sound that it emits. And secondly, it's more difficult for them to stay still for an hour and do the treatment. And lastly, because the treatment increases your skin's regeneration, you will have increased flaking and you might also have increased itch. And with children, it's really difficult to control their itch or manage their itch. And for that reason, we only treat people above 16. We have accepted a few cases who are under 16, but with like parental consent. Yeah, so it is safe, but we have chosen not to treat anyone younger than 16 at the moment.
Okay, and so when you do these types of treatments with this amazing plasma, which is really cool, you had said, so a possible post-treatment issue could be increased flaking, increased itch. What does it look like? Like, do you feel like your skin is a bit more irritated for about 24 hours and then it dies down? And how long usually between treatments? I imagine most people don't just do one treatment. Like, you, it's better to do a series. Like, what has been your experience with that?
So I'm speaking just for topical steroid withdrawal cases. For other conditions, it might be different. So what the treatment does is, it speeds up your skin cells' regeneration rate. So how the skin naturally heals or regenerates is by flaking. The reason why we flake is because the skin cells are proliferating at different rates, and these different rates make the flakes go up and down, and it's like they're uneven. And the unevenness caused the flaking. So treatment starts at a weekly rate. So they come in for treatment every week. And after a period of time, when their skin is improved enough or stable enough, they move down to once every 10 days. And then after they are stable on once every 10 days, they go down to once every 2 weeks, then 3 weeks, and so on and so forth until they come in for maintenance every month. And once their skin gets to the good stage for about 6 months, then they can be independent of treatment. So that is the entire treatment process. And how long this whole process takes depends on how severe the condition is. So someone who is a lot more severe may need 6 months of weekly treatment before moving down to 10 days. And someone who is milder may just need 3 months and then move down to 10 days. And it also depends on various flare factors. For example, if someone who has lots of flare factors in the environment, they constantly flare and we are constantly putting out the fire, then of course the treatment is also prolonged. Whereas someone who might have really good management, low stress, sleeping well, their treatment time is also shortened. So it varies from person to person. Generally, 2 to 3 days after treatment, the patient might feel like a lot more itchy. That's because you are increasing your regeneration. So there's a lot more flaking and dryness. And you might also feel a lot more tired. That's because your body's expending a lot of energy to produce lots of skin flakes, basically. And so you might also feel a lot more hungry because, again, it's using lots of energy. And after the 3rd day of treatment, you might see your flaking reduce and your wounds start closing up, tightening up. And maybe if you're in the early stages of treatment, by the 6th or 7th day, you feel like, oh wait, I need a top up for my treatment again. And as your skin becomes stronger and more resilient, and you go down to maybe 10 days or 2 weeks, you'll find that, oh wait, even if I scratch my skin, it doesn't tear as much. I'm no longer reacting to as many flare factors as I used to. For example, maybe I used to get period flares every month. Now I don't get them as often or as regularly. And eventually your flaking will also reduce in size and amount. The thickness of your skin will start to return. And so your skin will just keep improving as you go along.
And did you find this treatment, like when you went through it, did you find it to be help? Like, what was your experience just personally? I imagine, obviously, you must have found it to be very positive because you wouldn't be doing this. You and Louise wouldn't have started a business in the middle of a pandemic. Nonetheless, you two ladies are bold and brave to have done that. You wouldn't have brought this to the UK, the first in the UK and in the I guess we could say the European continent. You wouldn't have done this if you didn't really believe in it. And I did remember when Louise had gone to Singapore to have her treatments done, I watched over the many months, or she was there for what, 3 months?
Yeah, three or 4 months. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched her, like, it was interesting to see the transition of her skin drastically improve over that course of time. And so do you feel like, just in your own, just your own experience personally, having used this as part of your path or journey to helping support your body through TSW, do you feel like it was an integral part of your process?
Yeah, for sure. So just to give some background, I have been in TSW for 11 years now. Before I found this treatment, I was in TSW for about 8 years. And at the point when I found this treatment, I could barely move in comfort. So I was always seated, my legs were swollen, I barely had any hair, I had this thickened skin all over my body, I was addicted to moisturizers. I couldn't live without applying moisturizers every 1 or 2 hours. So that was how bad my condition was at 8 years of withdrawal. And within 1.5 years, I was functional. I was doing a part-time job. I was working towards this, building this business. I could go out and do my daily activities without any problems. So I would say it is the thing that helped me to heal. And of course, in the 8 years before this, I had tried every single thing possible. And that being said, I am a very severe case, so that is why many things did not work for me. This has basically changed my life. Without it, I wouldn't be where I am today, not just like business-wise and being in the UK, but just living my life as a normal, fully functioning human being. I don't think that would be possible.
It sounds like, hopefully, I don't know if this is available in the US. I don't know, to be honest with you, but hopefully at some point, maybe there are some dermatologists that are TSW educated, or someone will also bring this type of device to the US and make it more accessible to people, because it sounds like it can be so powerfully helpful for people who are really struggling. So, I wanted to make sure that everybody knows where you're located. You guys are in, I hope I'm saying this right, Andover, Hampshire, which is about an hour outside of London. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So Andover, Hampshire.
And so if someone wants to come to your clinic, should they contact you first? Is that the best way to get in touch? Like, do you evaluate the case, or can people just book an appointment with your clinic?
So at the moment, we have closed our information sessions. We used to have a link on our website to book online. We are working towards a system where it's a waiting list at the moment. So I'm pretty sure in the next 1 month or so, we will have this system set up where you can put your name on the waiting list, give us all your information about your conditions and pictures, and then we'll contact you when we are ready to like schedule you in or book you in for information session.
Yeah. And it sounds like too, we don't know when this episode's going to be released. So my recommendation would be, if it's something you're interested in, go to the website regardless and see where they're at in the process. And they may be in a different place at that time. So if you're listening to this, I just want to make sure not to anyone to think like, oh, a month from now, but that, who knows when that could be. So I would suggest, if this is something that you're interested in, go check out their clinic website. That's going to be really important. And if you're also interested, you know, you never know, this could be a great opportunity to for other practitioners and doctors and things to maybe also reach out to you. And I think this is a really promising potential option for people who are really struggling. And I'm so excited and honored not only to know both of you and Louise, but I just want to say that I'm so in awe of your tenacity and your stick-to-itiveness to do this. Like, you believed in it so much and you made this a reality, and you're bringing this option to people to help them with this condition that unfortunately you can suffer greatly as a result of going through it. And it's just so, I just feel so lucky to know the both of you and to be able to share what you're doing here with everyone. So Jing, if everyone wants to get in touch with you, what is the best website for them to find your clinic?
That would be www.skinsolaceclinic.co.uk.
Perfect. Perfect. So everyone, you'll want to go check out skinsolaceclinic.co.uk. And you can also connect with Jing and Louise on Instagram. Both are there and they have a ton of information that they're always sharing, and they are just wonderful people. So Jing, thank you so much for joining us today. I really deeply appreciate it. And I'm sure you guys will be back on the show. You're two of my favorite people, and you are
I'm very sure.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for sharing this with everyone.
No, I mean, thank you for having us and inviting me on the show. And I just want to say that you're always an inspiration for me, because you're such a superwoman, like basically having a podcast, running your own practice, and you have so many different branches to your business. So I just really wanted to express that, that I really admire you as well and really look up to you. And somehow, hopefully, we get to collaborate or send people to each other and help our patients even better.
Yes, absolutely. We all work together to help people on their journeys, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
For sure.
I love sharing different technologies and treatment options that exist out there that you might not hear of if it weren't for the Healthy Skin Show. And for those of you who are familiar with Jing and her work online, I'm sure that you will appreciate all of the amazing things that she and Louise are bringing to those who are struggling in the United Kingdom. Their constant work and efforts are much appreciated. Again, the whole goal here is to help you guys have alternative options to try. And if you haven't done this before, it may be something to explore to see if it's a good fit for you. To find all the links that we've put together for you for this episode, head on over to skinterrupt.com/271. You can also leave your questions and comments there so we can keep the conversation going. Then take a moment to share this episode with your fellow TSW warriors and also in other forums. It may be a really helpful, non-invasive, supportive treatment option for others out there, and they may very much appreciate getting to find out about this cold laser therapy. Then take a moment to rate and review the Healthy Skin Show if you haven't done so yet, and then make sure to subscribe. That way you never miss a weekly dose of new technologies just like this, research, client stories, clinical pearls, and other inspiration to help you on your journey to rebuild healthy skin. And then let's connect if you're on Instagram. I'm at Jennifer Fugo. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to digging deeper with you in the next episode.